I want to thank you for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk, where we ain't scared. My name is A1, and last week's podcast was really good. We talked about Malcolm or Martin, Malcolm X versus Martin Luther King Jr., and whose approach would be the most effective in 2017. So if you haven't heard that, get on over to podomatic.com under Society and Culture. You can also find me at iTunes under the category Personal Journals, on Twitter at We Ain't Scared, and then at Ferocious Talk. Great news, weaintscared.com is back online. It was down for a little bit, but now we're back. Get on over there, and you can check out the merch that we have available. A portion of everything sold will go to help Flint and that water crisis. Now, as always, I want to shout out Black Lives Matter. Please keep doing what you're doing. We need you. And I'll always reiterate, the only thing that that organization ever has espoused is Black Life Matters. That's it. That's all. It's not more important. It's not better than yours. It is equally important. You can't get behind that, whether you're black, white, green, yellow, purple, orange, fuchsia, whatever. You are a racist. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into today's topic. Now, I have it on my phone, have some notes here, and it is, what if the world had no white people? I'll say it again. What if the world had no white people? Now, I'm sure some of you are hearing that and you're saying, wow, I do not know what to expect. Well, that makes two of us. I have some cryptic notes here. Excuse me. And some of this may be funny. Some of it might be serious. Some of it might lead to some additional thought. But I just felt like it was important to share. Now, for those white listeners that might hear this and say, well, what if I did a podcast if there was no black people in the world? Well, you could, right? But you'd F it up, and quite honestly, there'd be no world since we created the world that we're in. So that answers your question. It wouldn't be possible. But if you try and you undoubtedly mess it up, just know I warned you, do not try this at home. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into today's topic. What would the world be like? Well, right off, as the joke goes, there'd be no mayonnaise since black people don't eat mayonnaise. There'd be no hockey. And not that I think any of us in the black community ever have purchased tickets to a hockey game anyway. They'd have to lift the net a little bit and maybe give an opportunity to shoot it. But anyway, no trailer parks. That would be interesting. No trailer parks. Here's one pretty serious. No American slavery. That means the people in Africa would have been able to live their life uninterrupted. All right, the kings and the queens and everyone else on the continent of Africa would have been able to live without interruption. All right, no baseball. Well, maybe some baseball, but understand, I don't even know if we would have played baseball in Africa. I don't think that would have been it. But so anyway, no baseball. It's boring anyway. I don't get it. No world wars. And this is interesting. No world wars, because the wars that were started in the world, World War I, World War II, there were white men involved in that, either instigating or perpetuating. You know, there's the conspiracy and the rumor that some will say unsubstantiated that whenever a war does happen, that there are white men on both sides making money off of creating the weaponry that is used to fight for both sides of that particular war. So, continuing, we wouldn't have any racist presidents. Okay, that's interesting. No mass incarceration. That's a good one. That's a really good one. Okay. No police brutality. We need a round of applause on that one. Yeah. No police brutality. Give it up for that one. All right. We wouldn't be brutalizing ourselves. All right. Let's see. No priests. Now, this one's kind of tough. No priests having sex with little boys. Now, I went with this one because when I think and you hear about the Catholic Church and you see the faces of the priests that are having their way with these little boys, they're white men. So that's the conclusion that I drew. Let's see. No black tokens in film, right? You know, they have five actors, okay? And then there's always that one black token. We wouldn't have that anymore. Let's see. Now, and going back to the prison thing, if there were black people in prisons, it would be because we were the only ones to be able to put in prison, not because we were targeted. That's very important. Not because we're targeted. There'd be no civil rights struggle, right? Because black people would treat black people, hopefully, equally, right? Let's see. No Roman Empire. Interesting. That's a pretty deep one. No Roman Empire. Caligula wouldn't happen. Man, that dude was brutal. All right, let's see. What else we got? We would still potentially be in Africa. Now, granted, there are or is evidence that we sailed to the Americas, to Europe, long before any white explorer did. And I think that would have continued based upon our abilities and our expertise. Okay. And we would have done it, in my opinion, without a need for a military. I don't think we would have went sailing or navigating the globe, trying to find countries to conquer. That's not in us. Now, I honestly, I did try to think of some downsides, right, to no white people. And the one thing that kind of jumped on me. Oh, let me say this before I say that. No Klan, no Ku Klux Klan, right? And no civil war. So no Klan, no civil war, you know, nothing like that. But there'd be no Eminem, right? And I like Eminem. So, you know, that, you know, I think he brought something to the hip-hop world that I think was valuable. He respected. He didn't just appropriate the black culture. And then here's the pièce de résistance. No Donald Trump, all right? Let me get a round of applause on that one. No Donald Trump. Yeah, let's give it up for that. No Donald Trump. Yay. All right. Because right now, there are millions of Americans, white Americans, dare I say, all right, that voted for this person and are just, you talk about open mouth, insert foot. It is a horrible state of affairs in American politics right now. Let me see, what else? So basically, when I tried to find the upside to it, because I have to, I try to be fair and balanced, I'm still really like, ooh, struggling. Now, some people will say, how could you struggle? White men and women have, they've contributed to a lot of things, you know, help black people to vote and this. And look, let me tell you something. I'm not saying that those things aren't true. I'm really not. I'm certain that there are some that do that. I think where I'm going with this is you have to do more, right? Helping somebody vote. If that is your final resting place on why or how white people have helped black people is that they helped register black people to vote, you got a lot to learn, okay? There has to be more vocality. You have to, if that's a word, vocality. It's a word. I just made it up. Okay. You got to be more vocal. And I'm not saying, I don't want this at the end of this podcast for people to say, oh, you just don't want any white people in the world. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I have these discussions and I talk about these things because one, most people don't think about this. You know, they don't want to talk about these types of things. And we have to find the value, right? America has to somehow find value in Black life. And sometimes you have to point out all the value, right, that they find in their own lives that they so readily point out, but have a hard time finding the value in ours. So it's important that I continue doing what I'm doing, and the listeners keep doing what you're doing by listening. And let's make sure that we're fighting for life, human life. All right. So, again, white people, you can stay. I won't kick you out. Well, I want to thank you for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk. You got some good food for thought. My name is A1, and we ain't scared.